At Close Quarters in Deep Space, Lifeboat from 1976 by Harry Harrison and Gordon R. Dixon. This short collaborative novel, originally serialised in Analog magazine in 1975, focuses on humans and aliens trapped together in a cramped interstellar escape module. Despite a promising start, Harrison and Dixon struggle to wring much interest out of this concept. Collaborative novels are an interesting prospect. Quite rare today, but relatively common in the 1970s, they provide a test of how two authors' styles and sensibilities can mesh or clash. Lifeboat combines the talents of two notable North American writers, and has a promising beginning, but is ultimately hamstrung by its constrained setting and underwhelming ending. In the far future, humans have spread beyond Earth to a number of other planets. This success has come at a cost, however. First, human society is intensely stratified into a rigid caste system, and there's precious little in the way of freedom. Most humans are arbites, essentially slaves bred for specific tasks. Second, humans are forced to rely on the Albenareth, a race of inscrutable aliens, in order to maintain their spacefaring civilization. Only the advanced but decaying starships of the Albenareth make it possible to travel efficiently between worlds. Lifeboat spins a tale based on these two serious drawbacks to its view of humanity's future. The book opens with a disaster. An Albenareth ship travelling to the colony world of Belben is severely damaged, and later destroyed, by a massive bomb smuggled on board. Only two Albenareth crew members and several humans survive, by reaching a warp drive-equipped lifeboat just in time. The main protagonist is the human man Giles Steele Assad. He is not an Arbite, but an Edelborn, a member of a specially bred management class. Giles becomes the de facto leader of the humans, cramped inside the lifeboat. He gives orders to the Arbites and is the only one able to speak with the two aliens, normally known only as the Captain and the Engineer. Lifeboat quickly becomes a kind of survival story. During the long journey through space, the characters face numerous technical, psychological, navigational, nutritional, and even philosophical crises that threaten all of their lives. The theme of being trapped in a confined space and facing one disaster after another strongly recalls A Fall of Moondust by Arthur C. Clarke. Harrison and Dixon do generate some tension from these incidents, as contrived as some of them can seem. In one instance, a supposedly vital page from an ancient Albenareth navigational text is lost because a human has eaten it. He did this because a futuristic drug named Tonk is always consumed with paper. On another level, the book serves as a mystery. In a way that recalls an Agatha Christie story, the survivors on board the lifeboat each have their own hidden agendas and ulterior motives. These link not only to the destruction of the space liner, but even to the future path of the human and Albenareth civilizations. Unfortunately, this devolves into a hurried series of reveals that makes up the book's conclusion: plot and counterplot, at least three covert organizations, and a succession of gunpoint accusations and recriminations, which aren't very satisfying. The book does have some interesting ideas and themes. For example, the emergency capsule has a special vine to produce food and water, instead of the usual life support systems. The Albenareth are somewhat intriguing aliens, who think of themselves as the holy race, and who view interstellar travel with religious reverence, and see it as the highest possible honour to die in space. Ultimately, though, Lifeboat is a middling 70s science fiction novel. Harrison and Dixon seem to have worked together smoothly enough, but the book should be sought out only by their most diligent fans. It perhaps shouldn't be too surprising that the two authors did not collaborate again. Lifeboat was originally serialised across three issues of Analog magazine, February, March and April 1975. At the time, the editor was Ben Bover. Some subsequent book editions use the variant title The Lifeship, presumably to help clarify that the story does not have a nautical theme. Harry Harrison lived from 1925 to 2012 and was an American author. His books are often fast-paced and adventure-oriented, but with strong science fiction themes. I've covered one excellent book in this vein, Death World from 1960. Harrison's 1966 novel of overpopulation, Make Room, Make Room, was adapted into the film Soylent Green in 1973. Gordon R. Dixon, who lived from 1923 to 2001, was a Canadian-American author of both science fiction and fantasy. He's best known for his unfinished Child Cycle of science fiction novels and his Dragon Knight series of fantasy novels. Thanks for listening to this episode. You can find more of my writing in text and audio form at my site andyjohnson.xyz. You can also find me on Twitter at andyjohnsonuk, and you can support me at patreon.com/andyjohnson. Catch you next time.